It's the Knights of the Stone podcast with Imogene Heath, just for now.
Local Idaho pagans,
Have you checked out your Idaho connections? Try Southeast Idaho Pagans at tribes.net. That is tribes.tribe.net/Southeast Idaho Pagans. And on Yahoo, you will find several Yahoo groups. Search for Idaho Pagan Alliance, Idaho Heathen and Pagan Network, The Threefold, Cache Valley Pagans, Idaho Witchcraft, Idaho Witches, and of course, Northern Mountain Pagans. We'll be adding these to our links page under Idaho Pagans Connection. So check us out at Knights of the Stone. You'll find us at FreeWebs. That's freewebs.com/knights-of-the-stone. We'll keep you connected and building bigger and better pagan networks. Yes, the Knights of the Stone are back, believe it or not. It's been a long 2 months, and we've been really busy. First, let me tell you what's going on here at the Knights of the Stone. We've been doing some more networking with Idaho and Utah Pagans, trying to get a little bit more together. We have discovered new people, new faces, and yes, new friends. In the mix for the Knights of the Stone is a new house. We're trying to procure a new house here in Idaho Falls. Looks like the deal's going to go through. It's going to give us plenty of room to have gatherings, meetings, and of course rituals. On the latest bit of news, I just discovered yesterday that I am now a grandfather. My oldest son, who lives in Texas, had a bouncing baby boy yesterday. So I'm still proud about that and still toting and anything to do to enjoy that in my life is going to be great. Well, let's get back to the music then with the Knights of the Stone. And don't forget to check out our website.
On a fresh May morning, I took my love to church to see a parson prune face with properly a perch. The sermon scarcely started, someone began to snore. When like a sunlit sea wave, a green and crimson wave, a band of merry maple came a-whooping through the door. Low singing, come up, come in the streamers, come in with boughs of May. Come green and white and true, the lawns of night becomes a day. Jump up and dance a tomfool, jump up and duck and leap. Jump up and wake the people that the parson puts asleep. Their friend is decked on tapers, the goddess fell in showers. Came lads and lasses after them with feet like dancing flowers. The queen had torn her green gown and paled her shoulder white. White as the May that crowned her, while all the minstrels round her tilted back the crimson hats and sang for sheer delight. Lord, singing, come up, come in with streamers, come in with boughs of May. Come green and white and trip the lawns of night becomes a day. The earth is dressed in flowers, bedecked as if to wed. Go on and kiss the lady, oh, before the moment's fled. Heaven hassocks were cloaked with fragrant dew. The font grew wide with hawthorn and froth in every pew. The parson's beard was frosted with a queen's hawthorny kiss. When like a Morris saber, Tomfool raised his chamber, bounded to the pulpit and commenced to preach this. Oh, singing, come up, come in with streamers, come in with boughs of May. Come green and white and trip the lawns of night becomes a day. We sing of life arisen from the Lord who shed and died. Your God's alive in Greenwood with a lady by his side.
come in with boughs of May. Come green and white and trip the lawn till night becomes a day. Jump up and dance and tomfool, jump up and duck and leap. Jump up and wake the people that the parson puts to sleep. At Easter, Dunham, Morris, Air, Pentecost, our May. The words we sing are different, but the tune's not far away. So stand with us, join hand in hand, and raise a sacred call. We sing of life arisen, we sing of glory risen. We sing that love is risen again, and love is Lord of all. Oh, singing, come up, come in the streamers, come in with boughs of May. Come green and white and trip the lawn till night becomes a day. So dance for joy, remember it, and sing of love's reward. Raise up a cup of May wine, the lady and the Lord. Come up, come in the streamers, come in with boughs of May. Come green and white and trip along till night becomes a day. So dance with joy, remember it, and sing of love's reward. Raise up a cup of May wine to the lady and the Lord.
Oh, yes. Well, that was Emerald Green, of course, with May folk, and that's something we're going to be getting into here shortly. That's right, right after Imbolc will of course be time to start gearing up for Beltane, and I'm hoping we get to be able to come together and have a nice celebration for that. The folks in Pocatello are working pretty hard about coming together on a Beltane situation, and either we're going to be joining with them, or maybe we'll have one in Idaho Falls. I'd like to discuss today about things much like traditions. It's something that we've been discussing a lot here in most of our coffee meetups. And of course, I'd like to remind you that our coffee meetups are going to be held on the first Sunday night of the month now, instead of the first Monday of the month, to better accommodate some of you people that weren't able to make some of the meetings, who have been wanting to come and wanting to come. So, always remember that the Idaho Falls Pagan Nights Out is now going to be on the first Sunday night of the month at 7 p.m. at the Denny's here in Idaho Falls. You'll find that on Lindsay Boulevard. Well, this week I'd like to talk about traditions, or being eclectic. Is being eclectic the new tradition? Well, there's a lot to be said for traditions. I, myself, am an Irish traditionalist druid, which means I follow a certain pantheon and set of cultural values. Being eclectic, however, doesn't mean that you're any less of a Wiccan or a pagan. It just means that you can incorporate many, many, many features of other cultures and magical ideas into your daily life. Now, even though I'm an Irish traditionalist, I also have several other icons from different cultures, and I carry some of the superstitions and beliefs of other cultures that have been handed down to me, mainly because, well, I'm Irish and Native American, with a little bit of English and Scottish. So, yeah, generally I'm a mutt. So, does that mean I take away from my Irish traditions when I follow some of these other beliefs? I've never taught karma. That's not anything that any of my cultures that I come from really believe in. However, I do believe in, you know, a return of what you do. You know, paying it forward, paying it back, threefold law, tenfold law, whichever way you want to put it. Either way, it's all good. But am I truly eclectic? Well, maybe. I follow a little bit of mysticism of the Eastern mystics. I've studied a lot of ceremonial magic, Enochian, Kabbalah. I don't apply it every day in my everyday life, nor do I apply it in most of my circles or gatherings. But I have, and I can. But that's part of my studies and searching And it's a talent that is developed, you know, through use and through aptitude. Being eclectic is really a good thing in today's postmodern neo-pagan world, because it allows you to delve into many different studies and areas and attributes of paganism. It gives you a much better insight and value of how others believe, think, feel, and act, which, and of course, betters us in our ability to interact with these other pagan groups. Being traditional gives you a set foundation, a sturdy course, if you will, of how you should act, when you should act, and it sets a lifestyle pattern that you're going to be in throughout your life, but it doesn't exclude outside information. I have never been such a zealot of Irish Druidism to say all other Druids are wrong. That in itself would be wrong. However, I do like to learn from the Welsh Druids, from the British Druids, from the Reconstructionists, as well as, you know, the neo-modern pagan Druids. I also study and teach Wicca, mostly Celtic Wicca, because it's something that I'm very knowledgeable in. However, I have studied, like I said before, Enochian, Egyptian, Norse, Scottish, and of course Native American. That's because I'd like to be well informed and be able to communicate with others. And do I use these other traditions or other practices in my personal practice and rites? Not really. However, I can assimilate and work with these other traditions because of the knowledge of them. So, maybe I am eclectic to a point, but aren't we all? We're not really defined on what we do and how we do things anymore, like the specialists back in the day were, because I'm not only, you know, a Druid, but I'm also a mechanical engineer. I'm also a maintenance engineer, but I'm also a father. I'm also a scholar. I'm also a scientist and a historian. I'm also a great storyteller. So, what am I? Well, I'm just me. My lifestyle follows a Druidic path and a pattern. My family and household follow a Celtic-style cultural founding. And my work, well, being a mechanic and a maintenance personnel, I like to fix and build things, much like I do in my spiritual world. So I guess I'm not eclectic, and I'm not really a traditionalist. So maybe today, being eclectic is the new tradition. That's just a few thoughts to think about. Anyway, let's give you another bit of music, and give you some time to think about it.
Left.
I've only got one left.
Cool. This will be the one.
Come on!
I don't wanna be second best. Don't wanna stand in line. Don't wanna fall behind. Don't wanna get caught out. Don't want to do. It's like I'm gonna be hot and cold. Got to be taught and told. Got to be good to school. But perfectly honestly, whoa, I think it should be good for me. So it's a hindrance to my health if I'm a stranger to myself. Shut his eyes, the my death of me. Oh, and I need to be patient, and I need to be brave. Need to discover how I need to behave. And I'll find out the answers when I know what to ask. And I speak a different language, and everybody's talking too fast. Miniature disasters, minor catastrophe. Bring me to my knees, yeah. Well, I must be my own master of a miniature disaster. To run a little faster, or a miniature disaster will be.
Looking for magic in your life? Check out the party we have. That's right, come to the night shop. There you can go to Magic Moon and find all your pagan needs, from clothing to witchcraft supplies, writing materials, spells, books, CDs. You'll find it all at the Magic Moon. So check out the night shop here at the Knights of the Stone website. You'll be glad you did.
Well, that's all the time I've got this week. And thanks for visiting the podcast page, downloading our music and our shows. We've been getting such a great audience response that we're going to have to buy a bigger box. That's right, we're running out of bandwidth almost every month now. So, if this keeps up, we're going to have to go pro, get more room, provide you with more music, more talk, more ideas. Well, I hope I gave you something to think about this week. Join us again. As soon as we can get back online, we're going to give you another show. Maybe do another discussion. Who knows? You might learn something. And you might have something you want to share with the Knights of the Stone. You could always contact the podcast, call in our voice line, send us an email, share with us your music, your ideas, and your thoughts. As always, blessed be, and many journeys.